Nicole, and welcome back to this week's podcast. What I want to talk about today is something that I know a lot of people can understand and relate to, because this is something that is so present in our world today and in everyday life, and that is technology. And not only that, but it's new technologies and the effect it's having within communities. Because these new inventions like cell phones and social media that are surfacing now, and all these new advances that are being made, have created sub-communities or new communities, and they've really changed or impacted the perspective people have on communities before. Because before, communities were, for example, your school was a community and your church was a community and where you lived was a community. But now social media and cell phones and all this new technology has made us, or has let us, communicate with people all around the world and find people with similar interests. And it's just much easier now because it's giving us such an easy way to do everything you want to do so easily and so quickly. The first point I want to stress, or the first topic I want to talk about, is that friends online do not mean friends in the real world. So author Scott Brown, in his writing in Facebook Friendonomics, quoted saying, "Friends are the currency of the real world." Basically saying that the more followers you have, or the more likes you have on a post, the more comments you have under your post, it immediately means the more popular you are, or the more well-liked you are. And which, to some extent, this is true. Social media and the people that follow you on these different platforms are not always just people you have on there. A lot of people use social media now as a way to form new communities of people that might not live close to them, or that they may not see every day. And this is just because interests are alike between people that maybe aren't close enough to each other to be able to go out and talk. So social media is one of the ways to easily create new communities that lets multiple people join, multiple people talk about things they like, and just relate to one another easily. If they can't find communities in their hometown or where they live or close by that they can attend or be part of. The second point I want to talk about comes from author Robert Putnam in Health and Happiness. He basically says that social capital helps buffer stress. And one of the quotes he uses in his writing is, "Social isolation has measurable biochemical effects on the body," which basically means the more you talk to people online, the more friends you have online, the more you interact with other people, people who like the same things you do, it can help you not only mentally, physically, but it actually is proven to buffer stress. It helps you control your stress. It helps you get rid of your stress. So all of this together, and finding new communities, finding new people to talk to, is it only beneficial in the side as, yes, it is affecting the way we see communities, it is opening many doors to new communities that we can now explore and be parts of, but it's also helping people mentally, physically, to be better and explore and adapt and be comfortable in the communities they choose to be in, whether it is in the real world, face-to-face, or online. One of the last points I want to touch on is that social media gives new ways to reach out to other communities. For example, Malcolm Gladwell wrote an essay or an article that is called Small Change. And it basically talks about activism, and it takes you way back into earlier on when Black people were facing racism because they could not sit at white cafes, they could not eat at the same restaurants as white people. And it goes into talking about how they protested and they fought for their rights. The author then goes to explain that this was done and this was able to happen because they were doing it face to face, because this true activism, he calls it, helped them achieve what they wanted to achieve. And he says that, or one of the quotes he says is, the platforms of social media are built around weak ties. So he's saying that true activism, or to get your voice to be heard, it has to be in person. And I disagree with that, just because in social media, it gives you many, many, many ways, many options as to how you want to present yourself to the world, how you want to communicate yourself to other people, which means that I can reach much more people through social media than I ever could by speaking where I am right now, just because the world's population is so humongous that I could never talk to everyone. This just finishes up connecting all these points about new communities, like using social media to reach new communities, to create new communities, to bind together two communities. It just gives you new options, new ways of to do things, to speak, to get your voice heard. So to finish this whole podcast, I just want to finish off by saying that new technologies has affected a lot of the perspective of how we see communities nowadays, just because we now realize that communities go so much more, so much beyond just that of a church or a school or where you live or what team you play on or any club you're a part of. Communities now are on social media, on social platforms, everywhere online, in the internet, websites. It's just social media has now created new ways to communicate with people, new ways to form communities, new ways to connect with people that have your same interests. And that's a great thing that it's given us a chance to do that, because now people feel more accepted, people feel more at home, more at ease, and more comfortable. And if you really think about it, how is the best way to get your ideas heard, get your ideas out there? It wouldn't be through standing up and communicating your ideas. And yes, it would help, obviously, in a public place or in a public setting. But social media has opened doors and has opened new paths to reaching worldwide people, places everywhere. How would you think of a better way to get your ideas heard quickly?